Nimtza. So Rav Nosson says, therefore, we conclude from here, She'ikra ha'umanus shel kol ha'umanim, that the main craftsmanship of all kinds of craftsmen, Sharoshom nimshach me'emuna. This concept that in the physical world, everything was created in such a way that it's incomplete, and you need people to go to school and to learn crafts to be able to take all of these incomplete items, metal, wood, wheat, this, that, and bring them to a state of completion. All of that comes from the concept of the emunah that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have to complete the incomplete chachma that Hashem created this world with. You understand? We're working on two levels parallel. We're discussing the spiritual manner in which Hashem created this world, where we were told He created the world with chachma. So if Hashem's such a smart guy, how come the world looks so, you know, it looks like it was made by some farmer out in the sticks? If Hashem was so smart, how come He didn't make computers? How come He didn't make tables? How come He made trees and stuff, and you got to go through 400 processes to make it into a table? The answer is that Hashem intentionally used a certain percentage of the Chachma. He did not want to put 100% of the Chachma in, because then there'd be no Isarus of the Sattva, there'd be no part of us in it. So He intentionally left out some of the Chachma to leave room for our contribution, which is Emuna. That's the spiritual Seder of how the world was created and what our job is to complete it. The physical Seder is, this manifests itself physically by things being created physically incomplete, and you have this special task force of craftsmen who are the ones who complete it. And the name that's used for them in the Torah is Umans. They're Umans, they're craftsmen, because they represent the Tikkun Emunah. Just like Emunah is the thing that on a spiritual level brings the world to Shleimus HaTikkun, on a physical level, these people are the ones who are taking the physically incomplete items and bringing them to a state of completion. And therefore, again, their success, Baruch Nisa B'Gashmias, is dependent on their Emunah. To the degree that they, whether they keep their store closed Shabbos or open Shabbos, whether they believe that it's Hashem's wisdom in them that gives them the ability, whether they acknowledge that it's not their brains and their this that's doing all of it, but it's Hashem that gave them the ability to do this, that's their ticket on a spiritual level. V'chein shmiras kol advorim sheboilom, and so too, the protection of all items in the world, nimshach gamkein me'amuna, comes through faith. Because we've mentioned this in the past, that the term shomer, which means to watch, protect, is synonymous with malchus, kingdom. The king is the one, the government is the ones who are responsible to watch over the country, right? The police, the fire department, all of that, that's all malchus. That's all government agencies. Everybody knows that, right? It's bechinas malchus, which means bechinas emuna. Malchus and emuna always go together. Ki im hoyu nivroim kol advorim bishleimusam. Now watch how Rav Nosson explains this. Why is there such a concept of a need to watch something? Ki im hoyu nivroim kol advorim bishleimusam. Because if Hashem had created everything in this world complete, lo yhoyo shum yenika v'achiza lahaklipos v'asitrachra, then the forces of Tumah would not be able to have any shlita over those items. They wouldn't be able to touch anything with a 10-foot pole. If Hashem would have created anything complete, complete means it won't rust, it won't this, it won't that. When a job is done incomplete, here again, a person who doesn't know anything about construction looks at a house and the staircase and says, wow, this is such a beautiful job, look how pretty it looks. And a craftsman goes over it and inspects it and looks at it and says, hey lady, this plumbing here is going to last you about 6 months. If you use this sink 6 months from now, I guarantee you, you're going to see it's all going to corrode. Why? Because they didn't put in certain stuff that makes it rust-proof or that makes it not corrode. Even though it looks pretty on the outside, to one who knows that it's incomplete. This item is lacking in shleimus. Therefore, it's going to self-destruct. Or it's going to be easy for somebody else to just, or again, you have a house with a door and everything looks pretty and wonderful, and a person says, wow, this is a real well-protected place. Look at that. The doors close, and he doesn't know that it's silly. The doors don't close. A door closing means when it has a type of lock. If the purpose of the door is protection, then it's only a door if it could keep out those kind of people who would want to try to get in. And they don't use keys, just keys to get in. They use crowbars, they use, you know, all kinds of things. That's when it's complete, right? If the door doesn't have what it needs in it to serve as a total protection, then it's incomplete. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying here that if Hashem would have made the Bria Bishleimus, if he would have made it really complete, if he would have finished the job in a sense, then the Klipos wouldn't be able to have any hold on anything. And nothing would need any protection. It's simply because of the fact that everything in the world is incomplete. And that's what makes it possible for the Sitra Achra to do its thing, for the rust to get in, or the bugs to get in, or the burglars to get in. When something is made incomplete, then it's possible for all kinds of things. Again, a person makes a window and the frame and puts in the glass and everything, wonderful. But they forget to put in the putty on the sides that really seals that opening completely. Then suddenly the wind gets in there. You know, you have a window and it's wonderful and it's sweet, and you walk into the apartment in the winter and you're freezing. You got to run out of there because you're frozen stiff. How could you be frozen? It's got windows. Yeah, but the guy just didn't finish the job. Because he didn't finish, it's possible for all of those forces that you consider klipos and sitra achra to be able to get in.
Something that completely protects.
Exactly. If I have a vacuum cleaner, and it's got the wires, and it's got the hair, it's got everything great, and I start using it, and I get electrocuted. Why? Because they forgot to put that stuff on the outside that makes sure your hands don't touch the wires, you know, in the place where you get electrocuted. Any kind of damage or harm is coming from a lack of shlemus. That's part of shlemus. Part of shlemus in the house is that the staircase is built that when I'm jumping on it, I don't go right through the bottom, right? If I jump on it and I go right through the bottom, means the one that did the stairs did an incomplete job. Or if cracks start forming when it rains over there, right? The sidewalk, you know, they put salt on it and it starts cracking. Or those roads that deteriorate and everything. Why? Because lack of shlemus. It's lacking in shlemus. If it had shlemus, it wouldn't fall apart at the first rain or the first snow. Ki kol yinikosom hu rak b'mokoyim sheyesh chisorim. Because the entire ability of Sitra Achra or Klipos or any harmful forces to be able to do their thing on an item is only when that item is chaser, when that item is incomplete. Alkein, Tzrichen, Shmira. That's why there's a need for Shmira. That's why there's such a need in the world for a concept of protection and protective services. Here again, a guy builds a building, you know, a bank or something like that. They need a guard of it. Why do I need a guard for? If they would have built the thing in such a way that nobody could get in other than one, you know, that the building itself x-rays a guy coming in to see if he's carrying any metal or weapons or this or that, and the building itself, you need a card to get in, you know, where the card identifies who you are and exactly, and they did a you know, then you don't need a guard there. You don't need a shit. It's because the building, this bank with all its metal bars, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Proof is that you need supplementary shmira on it. You need, you know, and because it's incomplete, that's why the shmira is needed. Because it's lacking in shlemus, therefore there's a potential for klipos to get in, therefore you need shmira.
Anything that's in this world, anything physical, there's a lack of shlemus, but so there's always a need for shmira.
Exactly. Exactly. There's the funny story with Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, I think it is, and one of the Romans, they were both super wealthy. So the Romans sent them a diamond. So Rabbi Yehuda Anosi sent them a mezuzah. So he said, hey man, what are you doing? I sent you a $6 million thing. You send me this piece of paper? Rabbi Danasi said, yeah, but let me tell you the difference between what you sent me and what I sent you. What you sent me, I can't sleep at night now. I have to do a whole study to find the right guards to watch the thing, to protect the thing, to make sure it doesn't get stolen. What I sent you is what's going to help you sleep at night. You put that up on your door, you're A-okay. You don't got to worry for nobody. That's the difference between Ruchni, that's the difference between the Torah. What is a mezuzah? A mezuzah is Emunah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the shleimus. That's how you complete the house. The house has in it the furniture and the refrigerator and the washing machine. And what is it? It's a place for klipas. All kinds of klipas can get in there. You put the right mezuzah on the door, which means you're mashlim it with emuna, suddenly it's security. You have security.
Emuna equals protection.
Exactly. That's what he's going to explain here now. V'alkein ikar hashmira hu rak al yedei emuna. Therefore, the main concept of protection is only via emuna. Shemashlim kol hachesroinos. Emuna is that item which completes anything that's incomplete. For oz kol advorim shleimin, and then all the items reach their state of completeness. Then is batel achizosom kanal, and then the ability of the klipos to get in there suddenly becomes impossible. Ki Hashem yizborach nosan lohem yenika b'shvil habchira. Again, Hashem gave klipos and tumah and sitra achra the ability to function so that there should be free choice. If they wouldn't be able to function and there would be only good in the world, then there'd be no choice. So Hashem had to make it possible for there to be room for bad. How do you make it possible for bad? You don't finish the job. If you don't finish the job, there's room for harm, for bad to get in there. Because of the fact that everything in this world is incomplete, which means the klipos have a place to grab onto, therefore, that's what gives man a choice, a test. Through the fact that there is a Yetzahara and all of his armies, Shehem HaSitra Achra, which we call the Sitra Achra, Sheyunikosom Mehachesroinois, where their nourishment, their sustenance comes from the Chisoroin, from the lacking, the lack of completeness, Shemesis Nesot Lamash Mesis Rachman Atzlan. And they try to induce man to do what they want him to do, all the wrong things, terrible things. And man has to do battle against them and try to overcome them, and to choose good, and to draw himself to emuna, and to fulfill all the words of the Torah, of which the foundation is emuna. That's how the man brings a shleimus to the entire creation. Umevatel yenikosom vachizosom kanal, and he destroys by his being mashlim the bria. If everything is complete, then they have no place. The sitra achra has no place to plug into. They are destroyed. Va'oz ein tzrichin shmira klal, and then that person and his possessions don't require any watching. Me'achar shenizbatel achizas hasitra achra, because he has destroyed the place for the sitra achra to grab hold, shehem mazike alma, which are these mazike alma, these destroying forces, shemehem nimshochim kol ha'hazekoi sheboilam rachman atzlan, which are the source of all kinds of damage and destruction in this world. V'alkein be'emes talmidei chachomim ein tzrichem netirusa. This is why the Gemara says talmidei chachomim don't need police, fire department, all of that stuff. The Gemara talks about paying taxes. That why do people pay taxes in a city or in a country, usually? One of the main things that your tax money is being used for is to protect you. Army, police, fire department, this, the all protective services that the government is supposed to provide, right? That's the majority of your tax money, if you take a look. The Gemara says that's why they're not supposed to tax Talmidei Chachamim in a city. Why? Because they don't need the Shmirah. Ki ha-Torah shehi emuna shameres oisam. Because a Talmud Chacham who's fully plugged into the Torah, which is wall-to-wall emuna, because he's solid in emuna, he has brought a shleimus to his section of the Bria. His house, his car, all of those things are shalem, because he's plugged into the Torah, which is emuna. Therefore, he's not in need of protective services. He's exempt from protective services. His shmira comes from the fact that, as far as he's concerned, he has been mashlim his part of the Bria. His part of the Bria is b'shleimus via his Torah, which means via his emuna. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zehu b'chinas hachiluk ben shemer chinam l'shemer socher. based on what we've explained till now, we could understand the difference between a person who's committed to watch something for free versus one who's being paid to watch. Sheshemer chinom poter min hakol, the one who's watching it for free is exempt from all liability, just about. If anything goes wrong, he's free. Sheshemer socher chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda, whereas one who's being paid to watch over the item, he is liable and responsible for any gneiva v'aveda. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. He's going to introduce a couple of new concepts now, which added to what we learned before, are going to answer this question. Ki isa b'hatoyro tzivisa tzedekei desecha v'emun amoid, because Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Tzivisa tzedekei desecha, she'ikar ho'emuna tluya b'momoin, that the main indication of a Jew's faith is money. And Rabbeinu Zal proves it from a pasuk in Tehillim. It says in that pasuk, ve'emuna, your faith, ma'oid. The word ma'oid means very much. Hashem is very trustworthy. But the word ma'oid also means money. When we say in the Kriya Shema that you should love Hashem with your whole heart and soul, uvechol ma'oidecha, the Gemara says ma'oidecha means with your money. So ma'oid means money. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, ve'emuna ma'oid, that you show your faith in Hashem by your willingness to spend money for Hashem. The money that one spends on a mitzvah, that's the indication of faith in Hashem. Meaning, she'ikar ha'emuna tluya b'mamayim, the main faith of a Jew in Hashem is dependent on money, hainu b'shviras taivas mamayim, which means, to the extent that a person succeeds in breaking the wrong desire for money, knows the desire for money for personal needs and things like that, rather than reserving the money for Hashem, that kind of thing, using the money to serve Hashem with. Ayin Shom Heitev, look at this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 23, well, and you'll see that that's the main thrust of that chapter in Likutei Moran, emphasizing that the emuna of a person is measured by the breaking of tithes mamayim and using money for kedusha. V'chol ha-mitzvos shehod ha-moise b'loy mamayim nikroim tzedek. The mitzvahs which a Jew does where there's no money expenditure are called tzedek, which is a lower level term than the next term we're going to use. Avol kishemefazer mamayim b'shvil ha-mitzvah, whereas when a Jew spends money for a mitzvah, Oz nikras emuna. Then the mitzvah is called emuna. Bibichinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kadischapris be'emes isavidas emuna. That when tzedek is plugged into emes, then it rises to a new level called emuna. Let's pause for a moment. These are terms that you're going to have to learn. In the Zohar HaKadosh and in those sforim, we've mentioned in the past certain terms that mean malchus. We've said that emuna is synonymous with malchus. We've said that the moon represents malchus. We said that a person's possessions represent malchus. We said that kavod is a concept of malchus. Now we're introducing two new terms. Tzedek. The term tzedek means malchus. There's a pasuk, tzedek lavoshti. I dress myself in tzedek. And we know that the clothing of a person is his king, is his respect, his respectability. It's his kavod, and kavod is malchus. So tzedek is malchus, and the term emuna is also malchus. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks a question. There's a pasuk where it says, v'hoyo tzedek ezor mosnov, that the tzaddik will have tzedek wrapped around his loins, ve'emuna Ezor Chalotzov, and he'll have Emuna also wrapped around him. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, isn't Tzedek the same thing as Emuna? And the Zohar HaKadosh answers, no. Tzedek represents the lower form of this. Emuna represents the higher form. And there's a lot of discussion of what this lower form and higher form is. But for now, in our case, Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, refers to a mitzvah which you spend money on as tzedek, and a mitzvah which you don't spend money on is referred to as emuna. I'm sorry, a mitzvah which you didn't spend money on is called tzedek, a mitzvah which you had to spend money on is called emuna, and that's obviously a higher level. a higher level of Kiddusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to explain. V'yarkein kol hadvorim sheboilam koidim shodam mashlem oisam aydei b'chines emuna. Therefore, all objects in the world, before a Jew is zeichet to complete those objects with his emuna, because we mentioned earlier that Hashem created the world incomplete, correct? How do we complete the world? With our emuna. How do we show our emuna? By doing mitzvahs, by Torah, mitzvahs, all of those kind of things are show of faith. So Rav Nosson Zal says here now, all the different items in the world, before a Jew is zeichet to complete them with emuna, heim bebechinas tzedek, we would refer to them in the category of tzedek, because tzedek represents the incomplete state of what emuna represents, the complete state. Sheshom yesh achizas hadinim. We said earlier that whenever something is incomplete, the klipos have, there's room for them to get involved, for them to latch onto it, to grab hold of it, to draw from it. And another term for klipos is dinim, judgment. Shemishom hishtalshalus achizas hasetrachra vaklipos. It's from judgments that the klipos and the sitrachra get their sustenance and everything. Shetzrichim lishmor mahem, which we have to watch out for them. We got to worry about them and watch out for them. That's, so when things are in the state of tzedek, which means before the person has completed them with emuna, then there's bechinas din, which means there's an opening for the klipos and the sitrachra to be able to be nourished from there. Avol kishehoodom mate daito yelhoemes. However, we said earlier, when a person is zeichet to turn towards truth, towards real truth, real honesty, we had said earlier that if a person will be really honest, they'll come to faith. They'll come to understand that this world didn't come about through photosynthesis, and it didn't come about through Darwin's theories, yimach shemoy, but rather that there's a Hashem behind all of this. Bibchinas, so through emes, through his emes, he'll come to emuna, because we mentioned many times, emes v'emuna chok v'layavar, that these two go together automatically. If a person is really honest, that person will be a believer. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek, kadischapris be'emes is avidas emuna, that tzedek, when it becomes attached to emes, it becomes emuna. Va'oz nishlamim kol advarim shebo'elam kanal. And then all items in the world reach their state of completion. Because this is the main work of a Jew in this world, lechaper tzedek be'emes kidei shi'isaved emuna, that the person should combine tzedek with emes and make emuna out of it. Tzedek represents the world in its incomplete state. When you attach that to emes, it becomes emuna, and then it rises to a state of completion. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the main concept and definition of what we mean when we say that we're doing our mitzvahs to unite Hashem and the Shekhinah, shehu klal avoida sodom kiyadua, which is the basis for our serving Hashem. That's our main purpose in the world, is for us to help to bring about the union of Hashem and the Shekhinah. What's Hashem and the Shekhinah? Tzedek and Emes, uniting to form Emuna. These are terms that are used in Sifrei Kabbalah, which when you're hearing it for the first time, it's sort of vague. As we're going to use these terms more often, and we're going to explain them and learn the Likut Imran and them, Likut Halachos on them, they're going to become much clearer. So if it's a little vague now, don't worry. For now, just try to understand it on the level that we're explaining it. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza she'ikr hashmira al yidei emuna. So as we said earlier, the main ability for things to be protected is dependent on emuna. Because we said when something is incomplete, it's insecure. And when a house hasn't yet been completed, then robbers can get in and other things, cats can get in, everything. The state of completeness, what completes the world, is emuna. So when there is emuna, That's when the items are considered fully protected. Ve'ikro ha'emuna tluya b'mamoin. And we learned earlier that the main thing that shows a person's faith in Hashem is the willingness to spend money on Hashem. The main thing that shows a person trusts another person is when they're willing to trust them with money. That's the most delicate thing to trust someone else with. Nimtza she'ikra shmira al-yidei emuna. Vikru emuna tluya b'mamoin. V'yalkein Hashem rechinam potur me'achrayas hashmira. Therefore, you could understand why a Jew who agrees to watch something for someone else for free is exempt from most of the obligations of watching. The only case that he'll be liable for is if he did a clear act of negligence, you know, that ended up causing that item to be lost. He parked the car, you know, in middle of the street with the doors open with the key inside the door. And he left, you know, for 15 minutes to get a pizza and a soda in middle of New York City. Because this Jew who has agreed to watch this item for free, even though he agreed to watch it, he's only obligated to watch it. But if, despite the fact that he's doing normal watching, the item gets stolen or lost somehow, the responsibility is not his. Because we said that the main responsibility for watching something is dependent on emuna. Because we said that shleimus is emuna. Shleimus of the world is emuna. The world was created incomplete in terms of chachma, and what completes it is emuna. So therefore, anything's shleimus is dependent on emuna, and emuna is dependent on money. Ki ikar ha'achrayis hadovar toloi be'emuna. Ki im Hashem lo yishmor ir shov shokat shleimer. Because there's a pasuk that says that if Hashem isn't watching over the city, then all your watchmen are silly, are false, it's fake. Ve'ikra ha'emuna tluya b'mamoin. And we showed earlier how the main show of trust and faith is reflected by money. V'yalkein Hashem rechinam she'ena mekabel shum schar al hashmira. Therefore, the Hashem rechinam who is not receiving any money for watching, ein achrayis hadover olav. The responsibility is not his. Ki ein toilen hagneva vaveda pigam hoemuna shlashemer. We do not say that what caused this item to be stolen or lost was his lack of emuna, meachar shem lo shum hanar mimenu, since he wasn't getting any benefit from the item. Therefore, al kein ein chalolov lahashlam adavar al yidei sherish emuna. Therefore, the responsibility to complete that item is not on him at all. We said that you complete an item with emuna, and emuna is money. Who's obligated to complete it? The one who has money vested in it. Period. Shaydeze ikar shmira sadover. It's emuna that's the main protection for the item. Ki hashemrchinam einay chayev kiim lishmer. The shemrchinam is simply responsible to watch it. Aval achrayis hashmira, but the liability, if something goes wrong, shetluya be'emuna, which is dependent on emuna, in other words, the ability to ensure that nothing will go wrong in his watching, that's something ein toilen boy. We don't put that, we don't hang that on him, me'achar sheshemer bechinam, since he's watching it for free. She'oz kol shmirosai hurak bebechinas tzedek. So that in this case, because there's no money, because he's not receiving any money, his shmira is on, his obligation is on the level of tzedek, which is an incomplete situation. Shehu bechinas koidim shleimus hatikun, which implies before the tikkun is complete. Ki ein chal olav tikkun adover, shetluya be'emuna, shetluya b'mamoin. The burden of completing this item, which comes from emuna, which is dependent on money, that burden is not on him at all. But rather, dahainu mi shamomoin shaloi, but rather, it's the one whom the money belongs to, that's the person who has the obligation to make this tikkun of emuna, which means to break his wrong type of desire for money, and to make sure to draw emuna into that item. Through which the person will complete that object b'shleimus, Shaydeze yeah hadovar nishmar b'shlemus, which will ensure that the item is fully protected. V'alkein, therefore, hashemer socher chayiv b'gneivav aveda, one who agrees to watch something for payment, he is liable if anything goes wrong, if the item is stolen or lost. Me'achar shemekabel schar, because he's being paid, chayiv olav achrayis hashmira. The liability and responsibility that goes with watching it is on him. Dahainu lahamshich hashmira mibchina semuna, which means to place protection on this item, which comes from emuna. Me'achar shekibel schar kesef v'shova kesef, because he's receiving money or something comparable to money, sheshom ikar hischaskus v'emuna kanal, which is the main thing that strengthens the emuna. Rav Nosson Zal taught us earlier that when Hashem created the world, he created it incomplete. That's a fact. The results of Hashem's creation aren't bread and aren't clothing and aren't even a Jew. You gotta make him a Jew. You gotta give him a bris. On the eighth day, he becomes a Jew. The wheat, you gotta plant it and you gotta harvest it and you gotta grind it and you gotta mix it with water. Well, everything in the entire creation is incomplete. And we said that what ingredient did Hashem create with? He created with Chachma. Kulam b'chachma osisa. And the Chachma was incomplete. And that's what makes it possible for people to be living in the world and not see Hashem, and not believe in Hashem and everything. Because if Hashem had created the world and put into it the full measure of Chochmah that fit into it, then Hashem would be as obvious as the sun. It would be, his name would be written all over the creation. The fact that Hashem left the Chochmah out, and there's so much human intervention and involvement in everything, that's what leaves room for believing in Hashem or not believing in Hashem, and all of this other stuff. Rav Nosson Zal explained, what's our task, our mission? Our mission is to complete the creation. You would say the most logical thing, therefore, is that we're going to complete it with Chachma. Since the thing that's missing is Chachma, we're going to complete it with Chachma. However, Rav Nosson Zal says there's a problem there, because the Chachma that was used to create it was Hashem's Chachma. And since we don't have Hashem's Chachma at all, whatsoever, none of us are on the level of Chachmas Hashem, therefore, that option isn't available. What do you do when you're baking a cake and the cake calls for sugar, and there's no sugar, it calls for white sugar, and there's no white sugar? You have to use a substitute. You have to use the second best thing. Here also, since the Chachma of Hashem himself isn't available, Rav Nosson Zal says the second best thing is Emunah. The closest thing to that is Emunah, and it's with Emunah that we are Mashlam the Bria, we're Mashlam the creation. So that to the extent that a Jew is Zecha to develop his Emunah, with his Emunah he makes up that lack in Chachma, which had Hashem put that Chachma in there, you would have seen his name written. I gave the example like a painter who paints a painting. If he completes the painting and puts all of his Chachma into it, then anybody that knows art could look at that painting in a second and say, that's a Da Vinci. How do you know? What do you mean, how do I know? Of course, I'll show you a book. There's 400 signs of knowing what a Da Vinci is, and I'll show you in this painting where all 400 of them are there. What if there were only 5 of them there? And those 5 of the 400 signs of a Da Vinci, there are other artists that also have similar type of signs, then suddenly it becomes hard to figure out who did this painting. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we supplement it with our Emunah. By a Jew developing his Emunah, he's Mashlim the Bria. And Rav Nosson Zal said, this is why those people who take raw materials and make Kalim from them are called Umnin, Miloshin Emunah. Just like on a spiritual level, Emunah is what completes the Bria, so too the physical guy who takes raw materials, wood or gold or this, and makes it into something is called an Uman, a craftsman, because he symbolizes the Emunah that's mashlim in the world.